Hi, this is Sam and Allison here, and we are going to be podcasting about constructivist approach and theory to learning, as well as inquiry-based learning or problem-based learning, and then leading into a discussion about web quests.
So, Sam, let's start with constructivist learning. What do you think of it?
Well, constructivism is the theory behind problem-based learning, and basically this is a theory from Piaget to Vygotsky that the constructivist approach focuses on students' construction of their own learning. It involves the teacher as a facilitator and a guide who plans, organizes, guides, and provides direction to the learner through solving real-world problems, through experiences, reflection, and teaching them to learn on their own. What about you, Allison? Do you have any other comments on constructivist learning?
Yeah, it's not memorizing for students, but it's solving real-world problems in the classroom.
Okay, now we talked about constructivist learning being the theory, and now we're going to move into inquiry-based learning, which is the application. Allison, what can you tell me about inquiry-based learning?
Inquiry-based learning is a delivery system that makes a constructivist approach happen. It requires students to ask questions, to reflect, and it provides students with problems to solve and resources to solve their problems. Through the process of inquiry, individuals construct much of their understanding in the natural and human designed worlds. Inquiry implies the need or want to know premise. Inquiry is not so much seeking the right answer, because there is none, but rather seeking the appropriate resolutions to questions and issues. This emphasizes the development of inquiry skills and nurturing inquiring attitudes or habits of mind that will enable individuals to continue the quest for knowledge throughout life. This is a bit different than the typical classrooms, where the curriculum or teacher thinks that they have the information students need and they transmit it to the students. This is one in which kids solve problems, reflect on those problem-solving processes, rather than having the teacher tell them what is needed to be known and the teacher transmitting that knowledge. It is a complex role for teachers, one which teachers need to learn new sets of skills that are not traditional transmission kind of teaching, but rather one in which the teacher is more of a questioner, a provider of problems to solve, a resource of knowledge rather than the giver of knowledge. What does this mean for social studies teachers?
Well, I think particularly in the social studies classrooms, a lot of teachers get caught up in teacher-directed note-taking and lecture. While it's hard to get completely away from this, I feel that as new innovative educators, we need to move outside of that pedagogy, and we need to reflect this inquiry-based learning and get students to actually start, quote, doing social studies. Inquiry-based learning is very significant for social studies teachers. Not only does the teacher then take the role as the facilitator of learning, but the responsibility of the students has now become self-directed. They are motivated to learn because the responsibility for the solution to these real-world problems relies completely upon them. Inquiry-based learning and is crucial to supporting development of problem-solving skills, student-directed learning, and collaboration. Okay, Allison, so let's talk about some practical applications of inquiry-based learning. What can you tell us about the popular web quests that are a big deal in education right now?
WebQuest is an inquiry-oriented lesson format in which most of the information that learners work with comes from the web. These can be created using various programs, including a simple word processing document that includes links to websites, or it can be much complex and revolve around using a blog and having students listen to podcasts like we're doing right now, or watching YouTube videos, clicking on links to other websites and reflecting on that. A web quest is distinguished from other internet-based research by three characteristics. First, it's classroom-based. It emphasizes higher order thinking, such as analysis, creativity, or criticism, rather than just students looking up information and acquiring it. Lastly, teachers pre-select the sources that students will be using, emphasizing information use rather than information gathering. So, Samantha, why don't you tell us about the six essential components of a WebQuest?
The six essential components of a WebQuest include, first, the introduction. The introduction just gives basic background information about the WebQuest and gives meaning to the whole exercise. This should be something that gets students excited, have a hook, and get them motivated to learn. The second part is the task. This is the actual description and breakdown about what the students will produce by the end of the WebQuest. This is actually the most difficult part for the teacher because it's also the most creative part for the development-wise. Thirdly, there's the process. This is the steps that the students should take to actually complete the task. Next would be the resources. These are the resources that students should use. Though the instructor may search for online resources as a separate step, it is good to incorporate them with links within the process section while they will be needed rather than just including them as a long list elsewhere. Next would be evaluation, and this is how the students will be assessed. They should be clear, they should be prepared, and they should know this ahead of time. Lastly, the conclusion is the time set aside for reflection and discussion of possible extensions and overall ideas as far as how the WebQuest went. Okay, Allison, now let's talk about some strengths and weaknesses of WebQuests. Obviously, we can tell that WebQuests promote higher order thinking, analysis, synthesis, evaluation. What about some other strengths you see as far as WebQuests?
They support critical thinking and problem solving through authentic assessments, cooperative learning, scaffolding, and it incorporates technology into the classroom.
WebQuests are also important and beneficial for students because they promote collaboration and group work. WebQuests also differentiate instruction. There's multiple final product choices and resource websites.
It enhances the development of transferable skills and helps students to bridge the gap between school and real-world experiences. It also encourages students to become more connected and involved in their learning.
Let's also talk about some weaknesses of WebQuest. What do you think is the biggest weakness as far as the WebQuest?
Well, WebQuests are only one tool for a teacher to utilize in the classroom. They are not appropriate for every learning goal. And they also require large amounts of time and are not good for those who are struggling with reading.
And also students that are struggling with technology. They may be time-consuming depending upon students' familiarity with the use of the technology. Well, Allison, I think this has been a great discussion on constructivism, inquiry-based learning, and WebQuests.
I totally agree. See you next time.